Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. Another episode here of the Pantry Boys. We like talking food. You like talking food. I know Nikki Meats like talking food. Nikki Meats, you look absolutely, before we get into today's episode, you look from a background standpoint to the bucket hat standpoint, you look disheveled.
I'm a wreck. I got Tuesday and Wednesday showing up on the calendar in the back right corner over here. This background I got, it's like the thing you get at Staples when you're doing a school project for a science fair. And, you know, the microphone connects to the MacBook, so I got to put the headphones on, and it makes me look like, you know, I'm churning butter. But it's
by
all
the
right.
Way, hey, we're here. We have worn Roback golf apparel on every single episode. If we don't get sponsored by them, we're fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked.
We are totally screwed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special guest here today to talk food. We got Tyler Cameron coming in, who to me, I have full confidence saying this, probably the best looking male I've ever seen in my life.
Probably the best. I mean, I remember one time I met him. I was on FaceTime with someone and he was there and he came onto the camera and I got like I didn't get nervous, but I got like chills almost. I was like, wow, he's gorgeous, man. Like he really is. He never has a bad day, that guy.
You can't find the flaw to the guy. No, he was on The Bachelorette. He was a contestant on The Bachelorette. Went very far, actually didn't end up winning, but it kind of worked out better for him because he came like a fan favorite, popped off.
Just a beautiful. I mean, he's beautiful. Like, he's just beautiful. A beautiful man. And he's going to come on the podcast. He's going to talk food. I don't know what to expect with this guy. I really don't.
I don't either, Nikki Meats. I think, look, we know we're going to get the energy. We're going to get a good performance out of Tyler Cameron. But he is a foodie. He loves himself
definitely
some food.
Yes.
He's grilling on his patio in Jupiter, Florida every day. Can talk food. I just don't – I think Tyler Cameron, knowing him as well as I do, I think we're due for at least one or two cold takes from him.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put it past him. I really wouldn't. Like I said,
I wouldn't. And that's
wild
okay.
Card. And that's okay. But that's why we do this. You know
it
what
is
I mean?
Why we like, do it. Last time I checked.
You could definitely tell he's a foodie. He posts a bunch of stuff. I think he also did the ABC food tours, if I'm not mistaken, with Matt James.
Yes, he sure did.
He's been around cuisine.
Yep.
You know, he knows his way around the road. So I don't know what to expect because he's from Florida. And you don't hear – like New York, we got the bagels, we got the pizza, we got all that sort of shit. Like Florida, okay, you got the seafood, great.
Yeah.
But I don't know – like they don't – like they got oranges, but nothing's really coined in Florida.
You're right.
You know,
Kansas City,
I don't know what to expect at all.
Kansas City's known for their barbecue, Seattle for their coffee, New Jersey, New York for pizza and bagels. What does Florida have? And I think we're going to find out, Nikki.
We're about to find out, and I'm excited.
What we got to make sure we do is if we do get a Tyler Cameron cold take, although he's one of our guests, we want to make
we got to let him know.
We got to pounce. We got to pounce.
And that's the thing, too. Like coming here on out, like if we bring someone on and they give a cold take, we got to let them know. I mean, I mean, they got to know that what they just said is fucking ridiculous and there's consequences to pay. If you're going to come on the only podcast that talks about food the way we do and you bring on a cold take, there's going to be repercussions.
The same way that we jump on each other if one of us give a cold.
Got to hold each other accountable.
Got to hold accountable.
It's not – listen, it's a great environment, but if you say something that's really a cold take – we're going to let you know. And it's almost better to admit it. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. To just totally own it. And we've learned that. We've had a couple cold takes that we've then looked at and been like, wow, that was extremely cold. And Meats, if we're going to hold the food accountable, we got to hold ourselves accountable.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and bring on the big fella himself from The Bachelorette, the best looking man I think I've ever seen in my life. I have full confidence saying that. Let's bring in the big fella, Tyler Cameron, Jupiter, Florida. Let's give a nice warm round of applause there for Mr. Tyler Cameron, ladies and gentlemen. There's the big fella. We're happy to see him. There's the big cat. Mr. Cameron, check in with the Pantry Boys. How we doing, big cat?
You know, it's good. It's good to be part of the Pantry Boys today. What's on the menu?
Now, I like what you did there. Is that a pun we just had there?
I mean, that's great. I mean,
I think we just got a pun, Nikki Meats.
Unbelievable. What's on the menu?
TC, what we like about you, we try and align guys – that speak our language, okay? We love food. You being a dear friend of mine, I know you love food. And I really do think you do speak our language. Something that I've noticed about you, though, TC, it almost seems like you, in your breakfast and lunch, you'll go healthy, and then go for dinner is where you really have at it. And I think when you get the workouts in that you get in, you could, like, I work out so that I can eat, you know, a ton. You get these big, great workouts in, and right, then you're free to kind of just eat whatever you want come dinner time. No, T?
That's how you got to live, man. I work for the calories.
That's it.
So I
that's
eat it. So I can let it rip, you know? Yeah, so the dessert menu is never not a choice. It's always an option.
And do you think, too, at the same time, after you get a workout and with the way you look and how fit you are, that you have room to roam to where you could pretty much just do whatever you want to do food-wise?
Exactly. I can always venture to my second stomach. I'm always got room for dessert, you know? The harder you work, the more you get to eat.
You ever say to yourself, though, like, maybe I overdid it tonight? Like, maybe I had too much?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Maybe.
Every time that I think I overdid it, that means I did it right.
I mean, that's just a phenomenal answer. Phenomenal. I really can't follow it up.
Sometimes I'm okay with feeling sick afterwards. You know, my stomach's, you know, I look a little pregnant, but hey, you know.
No, but I'm saying, do you ever think to yourself, like, oh, maybe I'll wake up, the abs won't be as visible tomorrow?
Nah, we just get back to work.
Now, can I throw another thing before we get your take, TC? Another thing I want to throw at you, okay? Me and Nikki Meats have talked about this before. I find something very underrated to be the acai bowl. I think the acai bowl is up and coming. Not enough people are talking about it. They're starting to talk about it more. You now are working with three natives who apparently have perfected the acai bowl.
So there's a lot of imposters in this industry. There's a lot of people who just blend some strawberries, some blueberries, acai berries together. They think they got an acai bowl, but they don't.
Okay. They don't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm well seasoned when it comes to making an acai bowl now.
Now, I know
where a good one's at.
Right. Now, what is it about an acai bowl that makes it like an authentic acai bowl?
Do you look forward to the acai bowl?
Oh, man. That's my treat.
Yeah. Amen.
That means,
amen.
I know when I have an acai bowl, it means I'm going to work.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of sugar. That's a lot of sugar to eat. So I'm going to work.
Talk to me.
Right. But the real acai bowls, the good ones, they're not frozen. They're not some package you blend. No. Okay. They are from Brazil. It's the good stuff. It's like a soft serve ice cream you scoop out and you put right into your cup. Yeah. That's the good stuff. Okay. Everyone else that's got this blender, if you see a blender, run from the acai bowl.
Yeah, I will say I've got an acai bowl. I got one from Trader Joe's. This was the other day. And I love Trader Joe's. It was horrid. It was not, it's like it wasn't even an acai bowl. It was absolutely horrid. But something that I do want to suggest that me and my girlfriend do is the acai bowl.
Pour on each other.
I find it more as a dessert. I think the acai bowl to me is a dessert. I don't see it for breakfast. I get it. It's for breakfast. I see it as a dessert, Tyler Cameron.
I see. Some people see it as that, which is, hey, if that's what you want to do with it, I'm all for it. Go for it. The way I do it, I get my acai bowl. I eat it before I work out, before a long day of work. So I get the energy. I'm ready to go. I'm burning it fast.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, TC. I really am. Let me
see, Robbie, you eat it for dessert. That's how you get out of shape, my man.
Yeah, probably.
Amen. No, he's right, Bob. No, he's right.
Yeah, look, it's got to be detrimental to my health. Yeah. There's no question. Yeah, I just love it as a dessert.
So, TC, what do you got for us today on the Pantry Boys? I want to hear what you got to offer. We don't know what to expect.
You guys are both from the Northeast, Jersey. Yes, you know, spent some time in the city, so you guys are all super partial about your pizza, about your bagels.
Okay,
I'm here today to talk about bagels.
Sure. Oh, I mean, you talk about talking our language, Nikki Meats.
I've had a lot of bagels. I've been, you know, I've had LA bagels. I've had New York City bagels. I've had Jersey bagels. I've had Brooklyn bagels. I think the best bagels are, you know, in New York City, the best ones there are in Brooklyn. But the best all-time bagel I had is found in a little quaint town called Tequesta, Florida. And I don't want to hear about the New York City water. I don't want to hear about any of that bull crap. The best stuff is found right here in a little old town called Tequesta, Florida. You get there at 8 a.m. Bill Parcells is sitting there chilling with his old man crew. you know, the best bagels. You go to the west of Florida, you'll find it. Nikki Cass, you've never been down to South Florida, so I don't need a white chick. You don't even know what the pasta was until I said it today on this podcast.
But it doesn't matter. Burger,
is it a thin bagel or is this a thick bagel?
Don't disrespect me like that, Robbie. It's a thick bagel.
It is a thick bagel.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a culture guy, TC. No, I mean, like, what is it about the Florida bagel that separates it from anything from Jersey and the North? I mean, you're going to piss a lot of people off.
You are. This is a hot by take what you just said.
I mean, this is.
But I'm saying that there's one spot that you have to go to that does it right. And once you eat their bagels.
What makes it right?
It's fluffy. It's doughy. Right? The everything season's got a little salt to it. Right.
Okay.
Let me ask you, TC.
But what makes it so right? Sandwich they make it in, the Tequesta Sunrise, bacon, egg, cheese. But that's not it, guys.
Okay.
The real game changer here is the hash brown that goes in there.
Okay. Now that we're with you there. Okay. I think a hash brown on the bagel is a total game.
A hash brown should be on every bagel. A hash brown is probably the most important ingredient in a breakfast meal.
Well, I mean, I would disagree with you. I think you put salt, pepper, ketchup on your breakfast sandwiches.
You put salt. We put ketchup on your breakfast sandwich, Nikki Cass.
It's a big Northeast thing.
It's a huge.
I will defend him there. It's a big Northeast.
Nikki.
No. We can't be doing
this. You might have to get removed from the pantry, boy. I ketchup on a breakfast sandwich.
It is a big Northeast thing. Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Now I'll do you one. I'll do you one better. Put some yellow mustard on that thing.
No, on the breakfast sandwich, Tyler Cameron.
Put yellow mustard on the breakfast sandwich. Fellas, I want you to try this, and I want you to get back to me.
Oh, that's terrible. He's doing the mustard on the breakfast sandwich.
How can you disagree with salt, pepper, ketchup? The most common thing you put on a fucking bacon, egg,
with
and cheese.
Mustard.
And then come at me with the yellow mustard.
Biggie cats, because that's a rookie move right there, putting ketchup on there. I remember when I was...
You're talking about
elementary school. They put ketchup on your egg so you can eat it. You know, like I get why you do it, but you know, you got to grow up a little bit, Nikki. You graduate college, you might try some mustard on your egg. You know,
nah, TC. But you're too. Then do you ever just do a bagel with cream cheese?
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, okay.
Do you change the bagel based on if it's with cream cheese compared to if it's on a breakfast?
So. The breakfast sandwich bagel I get, bacon cheddar jalapeno on top.
That's all I needed to know. That's all I needed to know about every take you gave coming on. All I needed to know was what you just said.
Very exotic.
What the fuck?
That is very, very exotic.
Nikki, you come out at me one more time like that. I'm going to bring this sandwich to Jersey.
No, go ahead. Do it. Because come on here and to give education to two Northeast guys about bagels, and then you say you go
Nikki,
to
you know what I need to give you education on? It's your wallpaper behind you. Make it fit the whole screen, not just half, you know, on each side.
And now we're coming at low blows because you know I'm right. You came on, you gave your take on
the
bagels.
The Pantry Boys can't afford a full backdrop here?
You said, not yet. You said, my go-to bagel is a cheddar jalapeno bagel. I mean, what the fuck are you doing about bagels?
No, but TC, Nick, is that for the breakfast? Do you match that up with the breakfast sandwich?
That's the breakfast sandwich. That's the breakfast sandwich.
He throws mustard on it, too. Yeah, okay, he throws mustard on it, too.
And then what do you do for the if it's just the cream cheese?
Just the cream cheese? I like a cinnamon bagel.
I knew he was going to say it.
Or like an everything bagel with a jalapeno cream cheese.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. Let me ask you, TC, okay? You like fennel seeds on your everything bagel?
Fennel seeds?
Yeah, you know what a fennel seed is? It tastes like licorice.
No.
Okay. All right. I gained a little bit more respect for you after that answer. Good.
You're a big guy, though, TC. Does one bagel do it for you?
Breakfast sandwich, one. Bagels with cream cheese, I put down three or four.
Yeah, I could do that easy. Yeah. I like that play.
And I just want to counter real quick back to the acai real quickly. That almost seems like it's not enough for you. I see on the stories, you have the acai, which is usually doubled down by something else. So that's the only thing I have after a workout. The acai to me is not getting it done.
That's before the workout, Robbie. You got to go acai before the workout.
You do an acai prior.
Yeah.
Sometimes, prior.
Interesting. Very interesting.
And then, yeah, then afterwards you do like the protein toast.
Okay.
Okay. And then okay. He follows it up with a jalapeno cheddar bagel with mustard.
Well,
yeah. Nikki, I can't wait for you to bring little Nikki down here, man.
No, but you see what it is? You see what it is, DC? I can't believe the set of balls you got to come on to this podcast with two Northeast guys and just say something like that. But hey, listen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, a lot of Northeast food is a lot of hype, a lot of overrated stuff up there. Because you guys are Knicks fans. You guys are Jets fans. You guys think everything is good.
So, so let me ask you though, TC, if you say, you know, us Northeast, we could say we got the bagels, we got the pizza. What's one thing, you being a Florida guy, what do you like to hang your hat on when you talk Florida?
We got seafood and New York's going to claim it too. But I went over there and had the Zeno, you know, I had the brand Zeno Lore Fish House. Whack. Terrible.
Can't fight that. I can't fight that.
But you see what we did, Bob? You see how we knew our place? You know, we can't fight the seafood because he's from Florida. But totally. Then again, he's going to come out here and fight the bagels.
But Nikki, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. Y'all think everything is good up there.
I'm not saying that.
You guys think the Knicks are still good? You think the Jets are still good?
Now you're making personal attacks. I'm just saying, like, we know our place. Like, we're not going to debate you on seafood. You're from Florida. Just how, Nikki, like, you're going to say the best bagel.
Come to my spot. Come
okay.
to my spot.
I know. Okay.
I think. All right. I think we got to hold them to it. I think.
I'll do it.
You see, you know, with my parents being down in Jupiter, you know, I'll be down there.
I'll take the Pantry Boys on a food tour.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're talking. Now we got it. We got a series right there.
I'm open. There to it is. I'm open to it.
Okay. He's hanging his hat on it.
We'll have acai bowls. We'll have the bagels. We'll even get a workout in to see Robbie die.
Oh,
these workouts that he does, and I don't know how you could sweat that much in your own garage. It is to sweat that much. You could do workouts in your living room, but you don't go dripping sweat in your living room.
No, it's crazy. Yeah, I've seen a picture. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, TC.
It is ridiculous.
You know, it's absurd.
We were down there, we were visiting in Florida, and the whole time we were going to work out, I think it was on a Sunday at Tyler's, I couldn't even enjoy Friday and Saturday because I was so worried about the workout on Sunday.
And guess what, Nikki? He still didn't show up.
Didn't show.
I'm not shocked.
Well, TC, we love you. We appreciate you. Although you match your jalapeno bagels with mustard.
Yeah,
this is the Pantry Boys.
This is why we do it. This is why
I'm looking forward to educating the Pantry Boys on a food tour in Jupiter. You guys let me know when you guys can book it and when you guys can get Nikki a full backdrop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he calls it like he sees it. Tyler Cameron, we appreciate you, brother.
This is why we do it.
Take
it easy.
Later. All right, folks, there you have it. Tyler Cameron, Nikki Meats, let me ask you. What bothers you more, the fact that he did the jalapeno bagel or the fact that he took a shot at your background?
Well, I got to be honest. It was, you know what it was? It wasn't that he took a shot. It was the fact that it had to get to that point. You know what I mean? Like I was talking shit about the take he had in like the food bagels, and he decided to make it a little bit personal and attack the background I got going on. And I gotta be honest with you, Bob. Now it makes me not want to move the background at all.
Well, it actually trickles down and now affects me because my background creates the illusion that my wall is brick. Because your brick is so shitty, people now look at my brick and know that my brick isn't actually brick. Because of your background.
Because of my shitty don't. You know what this actually is? I went to Staples and it's like a three panel thing like you do with like a science project.
And it's great. I just don't think you got enough of it.
Yeah, I didn't get enough of it.
You didn't get enough.
I thought I got too much too, which is the sad part.
Yeah, honest. I've done that before with these backgrounds. But yeah, now my background is now been affected because what people would have thought is a brick wall, they now know.
And I apologize for that. I sincerely apologize.
That's okay. Maybe Tyler Cameron should apologize for calling it out.
Tyler Cameron should apologize for thinking he knew what he was talking about when it comes to bagels and proper bagel etiquette.
I will say the mustard thing. The
yellow mustard thing was was just, there's just no excuse for
the
for
mustard like thing was totally, totally.
I mean, bad. You know what it was like? You know, it was like me showing up to the rec center. Okay. And LeBron and Steph Curry are there shooting free throws. And I say, hey, Bron, do me a favor. Maybe get a little more arc on the free throw. How about that? How about we get a little more? How are you going to come on?
Well, you know what?
If guys and start talking shit about bagels and say, well, your favorite bagel is a jalapeno cheddar bagel.
What I will say is that I think, okay, the ketchup thing with the ketchup with the bagel is that is a Northeast thing. I get that. Salt, pepper, ketchup is a Northeast thing. Fine. But he countered, if you're going to counter the salt, pepper, ketchup, you counter with mustard?
With mustard? With yellow mustard? Not even Dijon.
By the way,
yellow mustard.
Now, if we're doing a bagel sandwich with turkey and all that stuff, no problem. Put the mustard. He was talking a breakfast sandwich.
He said a breakfast sandwich he puts yellow mustard on.
It just, again, it's
to a me, it, there's, Florida. To me, there's no
Florida just has some strange character.
I bet he enjoys pineapple on pizza.
Probably does. Probably does. Probably prefers it.
Probably prefers it. Yeah, over cheese pizza.
Plain slice. Over the plain slice.
And that's a problem. And I feel as if that's a problem.
If Tyler Cameron went to a pizza shop and they said, unfortunately, we don't have cheese, we only have pineapple, he would be okay with that.
He would be completely, he'd say, you know what? Great.
You know what he would say. DC, and I've known Tyler for a while now. He's going to tell you how he feels. He's not going to sugarcoat it.
Yep.
I love that.
And I appreciate that.
Very odd take with the mustard. If I liked mustard on my breakfast sandwich, I wouldn't have said that.
But you know what he did? It's exactly. He said it as if that's the way. Like, that's the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how he said it.
I know.
He said he likes mustard on it. And almost as if you're whack if you don't like mustard.
You don't like mustard.
He might be the only guy in the world that puts mustard on his breakfast sandwiches, but he's going to make you, who likes salt, pepper, ketchup on an everything bagel, feel like the asshole.
Maybe it's not, maybe it says something about me, but if I like mustard on my breakfast sandwich, even if it was the Pantry Boys, I would not.
I would never come out of my mouth.
Nobody would ever
know it. I know it's a terrible take.
The only person that would know is the person who put the mustard on my sandwich.
Exactly, and that's how it should be. But again, a lot of credit to TC for sticking to his guns. I tell you, I really like
guns.
He's a great guy. I like him.
I love me some Tyler Cameron.
You know what he does? He busts your balls a little bit, but it's like a good, you know what I mean? It was good.
He's a guy's guy.
Yeah, he's a guy's guy. I mean, he's great.
Ladies and by the way, before we move on, is he not
TC
the best looking guy you've ever seen?
I gotta be honest with you, Bob. I mean, he comes on the screen and it's just like, wow. I mean, he's handsome. He was just chilling. Like he just came back from a bike ride, and he looks like $1 million.
He's a big FaceTimer too. Some people are FaceTimers. They're callers. You're a big FaceTimer.
I love the FaceTime.
And he'll call me. He'll FaceTime me, and I'm always fucking disheveled.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. And those are the guys. Like those guys, 1 in a million. Like you don't really find the guy who just FaceTimes you right when he gets up. And he looks like he's going to a GQ shoot. It's kinda, out of control.
He's so good looking that it sucks to hang out with him. Because you're
I could see second, that.
You know what I mean?
No one's looking at you.
Yeah.
He's 6 foot. He's jacked. He likes mustard on his bagels. You know what I mean? Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, we keep the ball rolling. It's me and your time here, Nikki Meats. Let's come out firing. Big thanks to Tyler Cameron coming aboard.
Huge shout out to Tyler Cameron. But I got to tell you, Bob. I just love it when it's you and me. I love bringing a guest on. It's great. And then the guests, you know, they say their piece, but this
now it's go time.
And it's go time. And we're
now it's go time. Let's fire away. We're going to start off with you, Nikki Meats. Give your food hot take.
So it's not really a hot take this time. It's more of like a list. I need a top three. It's one of a top three one. Okay. And you're going to have to put your thinking cap on.
Sure.
I want your top three favorite cold cuts, not just cured meats. You could stick a cheese in there. You could do whatever you want. Top three. When you go into the deli, can I get a half a pound of this? Can I get a half a pound of that? What are you getting a half pound of or a pound?
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you. I think I'm ready for you that fast. I think I'm ready for you.
Respect. I can't wait.
I'm going Preju one.
Wow.
Huge. Huge.
Wow.
Preju guy. I'm going Preju one. I'm going. This might be a cold take, no pun intended. I'm going Turkey two.
Love me. Nothing to say about that. Go ahead. I'll let you
love finish. Me some sliced turkey. Three, love me some provolone.
Okay.
Love me.
Okay.
Love me some provolone.
Okay. And you know, you strike me as a provolone guy. You really
huge.
And I got to be honest, the prosciutto take, I mean,
love it.
It takes guts to say it's that. Like, and I respect the hell out of it.
It's like, but to me, prosciutto is like the king crab of the sea. It just tastes like butter. It just goes down so easily.
It goes down super easily.
Oh, it's fantastic.
There's no other way to describe it. Prosciutto goes down the easiest out of any cured meat I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, I could
eat a half pound, no problem.
Without question. So good on a sandwich too. My God.
And you know what it is too about the prosciutto? It's very well complemented by a lot of other food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
It's salty and the texture's nice. You know what I'm saying? And then like if you put some cantaloupe, you ever have prosciutto and cantaloupe?
Now that is bold. No.
No, it's a real thing. Melon and cantaloupe, they complement each other very well.
Prosciutto and cantaloupe?
Yes.
So you put now melon. This is your field. This is your alley. I can't even comprehend that.
So I felt the same way, and me and my buddies were talking about it, and I tried it, and I wrapped a piece of cantaloupe in prosciutto, and I gotta tell you, they just complement each other very, very well. It's like ricotta cheese and honey. Like it
sounds really.
It sounds like a wild concoction.
Wild.
When you put it on a piece of bread, I mean, it's out of control.
Will you put the cantaloupe bread?
No, I'm saying the ricotta and honey. But like,
I gotcha.
But the cantaloupe and the prosciutto, you wouldn't think went together at all. I mean, you say it to someone, you get the exact, like, what? And then you try and it's like, okay, we might have.
Yeah, look, Meats, it's one of those things where this is your field for sure. So I wouldn't question. If you gave it to me, I would try it. Cannot even comprehend how that works. Yeah. Nikki Meats, take it away. Top three cold cuts.
Turkey, number one.
Wow. Okay.
Well, okay. Like to me, turkey, and here's why. Like I could eat turkey sliced, added it like straight from the thing, just as you could eat prosciutto. It's good on a sandwich. Okay. And if you get a good guy behind the thing that slices the turkey real well, because sometimes you'll go into a place and a guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing back there. He gives you the most disheveled looking half pound of turkey you've ever seen in your life.
Isn't it amazing, though, how the angle of the cold cut, like it's still the same one, but can taste that much better based on how it's sliced?
When I tell you, nothing bothers me more in this world. When I asked a guy for a half pound of turkey, I said, don't cut it through. Too thick or too thin, right in the middle.
Yeah.
And then you get back, it's like, well, it looks all crumpled up. You know what I mean? It looks like you go to take a slice and a quarter of the slice comes off. The rest is sticking on the other half pound of turkey.
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
And I don't know if that's a mental thing or if it really does.
It's not going to taste as good. No, it's not going to taste.
It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
It's not going to taste as good. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, it's a dry turkey. It's a dry turkey that gets all fucked up because the guy cut it. When you get a nice slice of turkey, okay, and when you take the slice off, right, it comes right off. That's a moist turkey, Bob. It's a moist turkey.
And then I think it's a great take, Meats. And I'm learning. I'm actually learning about. Yeah. About this as we go. It also proportions the sandwich if you put it on a sandwich perfectly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right. Because a good sandwich, you'll notice the guys who make the good sandwiches, they kind of do one of these moves to get the turkey on there. They don't just throw the turkey on flat.
Right.
They give it a little one of these. And it kind of, the turkey kind of floats on to the bread. You can't do that with a shitty cut piece of turkey. You know what I'm saying? And it just holds a special place in my heart because I just eat so much of it. Now, number two, I gotta go. I got to go with roast beef. I do. I really got to go with roast beef.
Didn't see that coming. Did not see that coming.
I love steak. Steak is my favorite food known to men, right? But you can't throw on a 14-ounce ribeye whenever you're hungry. You know
yeah,
what I'm
that's,
saying?
Yeah, so your alternative.
But you could slide into that into the fridge, and you could pull out a half pound of roast beef.
Yeah.
Throw a little mayo on it. You have yourself the time of your life.
Roast beef, in a way, is the lunchtime steak.
100%. 100%. And that's why I love it. Because I like the taste. Like, I like beef is my favorite kind of meat. Then it's followed by chicken. I can't eat. I really don't like turkey, but I like sliced turkey, which is very interesting. And finally, my third one, and this is gonna be like, really? I like sliced white American cheese.
I don't see anything wrong. As an Italian guy yourself, I thought you'd go a little more exotic.
When it comes to a sandwich, I'm like I like the traditional turkey roast beef, and then like cheese.
So what do you match the roast beef? What condiment mainly goes on the roast beef? It is the mayo.
It's always gonna be mayo for me. And also, I do like. If you take the roast beef and then you take that white American cheese, first of all, I love white American cheese because one of my favorite things to do is to open up that white American cheese and just flip up one slice and do a little fold over, take half of that slice and just slap it on my tongue. You know what I mean? You ever take it and it's never, you never take a bite of it. You slap it on your tongue. You're never going to take a bite out of a slice of cheese. You're going to slap it on the top of your tongue. And that's one of my most favorite things to do.
Let me ask you, Meats. Do you, being a roast beef guy, a place that gets ridiculed, and I get it, it's on a fast food level, but a place that gets ridiculed that I don't think should get the hate that they do, mind you, in a fast food term, is Arby's.
I knew you were going to say that.
Do you have an issue with Arby's?
I've never had Arby's.
Okay,
I've never had Arby's.
They do curly fries. Yeah, the roast beef is good, and the place just gets shit. You want to shit on fast food? Shit on Long John Silver. On all these. I like Arby's.
I could see that. And you know what it is too? Jersey Mike's is kind of the same deal. Like Jersey Mike subs. You ever have Jersey Mike's?
I like Jersey Mike subs a lot.
They say it's a sub above. I wouldn't go that far, okay? But it's a great sandwich.
For
it's
that really level of sandwich, absolutely a sub above.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what?
By the way, do you know somebody who's totally lost whatever momentum they've had? Jersey Mike's run circles around them.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Is it Firehouse Subs?
No. I'm curious about the Firehouse.
I was going to say Firehouse Subs pretty good.
I got to try it. I see it on Postmates. Haven't done it.
Yeah, Firehouse Subs pretty good. And you know what it is about Firehouse Subs is you just feel like you're part of the Firehouse.
Are they going?
You
know what I mean?
You feel like you're going. You're part of the camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you want to call the person making the sandwich by their last name. You know what I mean? Oh, Eddie, make me. You know what I mean? Make me the third.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but you know what? Yeah, I mean, I got to try Firehouse. I think Jersey Mike's is very good. I think Subway is atrocious. And I think they are getting worse by the day. I think they are deteriorating. And you actually, maybe it was you that gave me a fun fact that there are more Subways in the world than McDonald's.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
There's no way I told you that.
Yeah. Again, we got to get a fact check by Benny the Jet. But I'm almost positive that that's a fact.
You know, now that you mention it, I feel like I've seen a shit ton of Subways all over the place. You know what it is about the Subways, though, is that, like, McDonald's, you could see the golden arches from a mile away.
Subway,
you don't fucking know. Like, you got no fucking clue. You pull into a shopping center, and it's like you got the supermarket, you got Hallmarks, and then there's a fucking Subway. I don't even know.
It just pops up on you.
It just creeps up on you. It creeps up. You turn your back, and you see a Subway. And sometimes, too, with the Subway, like I said, McDonald's has the golden arches and their colors are red and yellow and whatever. Sometimes you go to a subway and the letters are in red. Yeah. Wait a second. I thought this was green and yellow. I thought the subway was supposed to be green and yellow. The letters are in red.
And Subway cannot figure out if they want to be 24 hours or not. They can't figure it out. They think, you know, do we do breakfast? Do we not do breakfast? Some has breakfast. Some doesn't.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, it's a very confused joint. It really is.
Yeah, like they're totally.
You go into a Firehouse Subs and you're like, fuck yeah. You go into a Subway and I went, what is
Firehouse? You know what time they open. You know what time they close. I think Subway's getting worse by the day. I used to love it. I just think they are deteriorating as a franchise. Great take, though, because the Subways do pop up on you out of nowhere.
No one's letting you know where the hell the Subway
is. Next thing you know, you're in a Subway.
Next thing you know, you're online getting a foot long.
All right, Meats, we keep it moving along here on the Pantry Boys. This is episode 2, but I'm going to fire at you, okay? And I think I know the answer to it, but there are people with different takes on this. I want to get it out there. If you could do without one, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, what would you do without?
I mean, that's a loaded question, Bob.
You could do without one. You get rid of breakfast, you get rid of lunch, or you get rid of dinner.
First of all, I love breakfast.
Oh, so this just got very interesting. This just got very, very interesting because I thought the sure thing was
breakfast. No. I mean, I love breakfast. I go to bed at night
thinking about breakfast.
Cannot wait to get up and eat breakfast. That's so, like my favorite. I would say breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
So you gotta get rid of lunch then, no?
Yeah, but then okay. So here I'm at a crossroads, right? Here's what's going on in my brain. I got dinner that I love, right? I love dinner, but I also when I think about lunch, I think about like a chicken Caesar wrap, and I'm starting to get the you know what I mean. I'm starting to get the taste buds. I'm starting to feel a chicken Caesar wrap in my hands as I'm talking about it. I could feel, you know, taking your first bite and like your tongue like gets a little bit of the Caesar dressing as you take your first bite, the crunch of the lettuce and a perfectly grilled chicken wrapped up beautifully in that.
Sounds like you're having a hard time getting rid of lunch though, Nicky Meats.
I can't just get rid of lunch. I can't. I love lunch.
Get rid of dinner. Does Nicky Meats get rid of dinner? It sounds like he's getting rid of dinner.
Well, here's the thing. Dinner, okay? Like you can have a burger for lunch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't have a steak for lunch. Like you can't have a steak and potatoes for lunch. Okay, true. So that's
You can have roast beef.
You can have roast beef. And you can have wings too for lunch as well.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting rid of dinner. I think I'm getting rid of dinner.
Wow.
Because you can have, like, my favorite foods are steak, burgers, wings, pizza. You could have all those except for steak at lunchtime.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, saw this coming.
I don't even think I saw it coming, to be honest.
You know, it's such a tough question. You know what
it's so tough.
With lunch that I try and be more cognizant about, and you don't have to worry about it with dinner. The only issue that I have with going big on the lunch, if you go big on the lunch, it's so hard to get by the rest of your day.
You're right.
When you go to dinner, you can go nuts. Your day's over.
You're right. I also feel as if I could get over the mid-afternoon hunger hump because I know that I'm going to have dinner.
Yes.
You get rid of dinner. Lunch is coming right after breakfast. Lunch is coming right after the omelet I just ate. So if I'm going to eat back to back 2 hours apart, 3 hours apart, I'm not eating for another 16 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Which is why the dinner thing to me is shocking. Me, the breakfast, the reason I do without breakfast, I wake up in the morning. I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry. See, I'm starving.
I got so many things on my mind. What's going on during the day? you know, at least lunch, you're already in the main gist of your day.
Yeah.
The breakfast, I'm not hungry. I do like breakfast food, but it doesn't excite me. Lunch excites me.
You see, I get excited for lunch too, but I also get super excited. I mean, like my newest thing, I go through phases and with breakfast. So like I'll have a breakfast that I stick to and I look forward to that breakfast every morning. And recently I've been looking forward to I make eggs. I make like 4 or 5 eggs over easy. I get a couple pieces of toast.
That's a shit ton of eggs.
Listen, you see these things?
Okay. Holy shit, yeah.
You see the traps?
That's a lot of traps. It's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs. And but I look forward to it, and then I get this fresh fruit. I mean, nothing like lights me up, yeah. Like freshly cut fruit from like a market that like cuts it fresh every morning, and I just look forward to getting that fresh fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, fruit doesn't.
I get forward to cracking the egg. Hold on, I'm going in right now. I look forward to cracking the egg and hearing the when you turn it on, spraying the Pam on the pan, lighting the thing up. I look forward to.
It. It's I do like the Pam about spray.
Breakfast. The Pam spray.
I enjoy the morning Pam spray.
You know what it is about the morning Pam spray? It's you get the plate and you spray the Pam on it, and you just know that nothing's sticking to this fucking egg. Yeah. I'm saying to myself, not one fucking egg is going to stick to this pan as I'm spraying the Pam on there. You could throw anything on one of them nonstick pans. You spray a little Pam on there, nothing's getting stuck.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely nothing. I sometimes even play around with the eggs. I'm not done yet with the eggs I got going on, just to see it move back and forth. You know what I'm saying? In the pan, there's nothing like this, the Pam spray.
And I do like to see the egg form from a liquid into the egg that it becomes.
Exactly. And I got it before we move on. I need to share this tip with whoever's listening. If you ever want to cook a perfect egg, because 9 times out of 10, the struggles that I found cooking eggs in the morning is that the bottom will get very cooked first, right? And I like my egg sunny side up, but I always have to flip them because the top of the egg doesn't cook as fast as the bottom. So what have I done? I get an espresso cup about this big, okay? Espresso cup, I'm sorry. You take water, right? Once the bottom of the egg is cooked enough, you take that water and you pour it into the pan. You turn the flame off simultaneously and you throw a lid on it.
So this sounds to me like a soggy egg though, Meeks.
No. So now the steam is circulating in the pan. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Go ahead. Do it with me. The steam is circulating in the pan, okay? And all that heat is going to cook the top of the egg without cooking the bottom of the egg. So now you get this beautiful white little layer over the top of the egg. That's the egg white that's cooked over the yolk. Just like that, you get the most beautiful sunny side up eggs, and they're not overcooked. They're perfectly cooked.
You know what the thing meets? You could have 5 eggs in the morning. You could have 7 eggs in the morning. You could have 10 eggs in the morning. You're still going to be hungry by 11 o'clock.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's how it works.
You're still going to be hungry by 11. That's the way breakfast is.
That's just the way breakfast is.
Yeah. But I tell you, one of the more shocking things to come here out of the Pantry Boys is Nikki Meats vetoing dinner. Giving the X on dinner, shocking to me. He's sticking by it. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what, though? Not the more I think about it, I don't know. Like,
It got to you. It absolutely.
You know what got to me? It was not eating the rest of the day that got to me.
Yeah. I could tell that stung. Yeah. And again, with the breakfast, you could do 10 eggs. You're still going to be hungry. No matter what, by 11 o'clock. We keep it moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Meats, back to you we go.
I want to talk about pizza.
Sure. Let's talk pizza.
I want to talk about pizza.
Let's talk
about it on the first episode, but I said, you know what? Let me wait until I go absolutely fucking
talk pizza.
What is your favorite type of pizza? I'm not saying like cheese, pepperoni. I'm saying Neapolitan, football pizza, dollar slice, fancy pizza. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
I for sure, to me, it's the football pizza. And okay. I think
I think the
dollar slice falls in the realm of football 100%. People, football pizza, because it's that similar, you 100%. Know, type of big slice. What I like about me, I am, my answer for you is the football pizza. But what I do like about the Neapolitan pizza, a lot of times, even with football pizza, you will find crust in the box at the end where not everybody eats the crust.
I mean, you want to talk about the most phenomenal point.
Yeah.
When it comes to football pizza, is there's, I could see it now. I could see it. There's a little stringy piece of cheese, and then there's crust in the box.
Crust comes into the box. You see the little string of peas that stuck to the box. They don't want to come with the slice.
They didn't want to come. They said, we're not
leaving. And that's their whole lot of crust, to where when you go to throw that pizza box in the recycling, wherever you throw it in the cardboard, you could hear it. You hear that crust going back and forth, and you wonder, I probably should have thrown out the crust. And
100%.
But with the football pizza, you tend to leave the crust. The only thing I will say about Neapolitan, you tend to always finish the crust with the Neapolitan.
And you tend to finish the whole pizza.
Yeah, that for sure.
And you're not as full after you have the Neapolitan pizza.
Which is why the Neapolitan goes great with the starter pizza. You could get it as a starter. You could use it as an appetizer, which is a play. And a play you're seeing a whole lot more.
And exactly right. You're seeing that play a whole lot more. Like if you go on a date, you want to impress the person you're with.
Yeah, start a pizza.
First of all, you take over the menu. You say, listen, I got it. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. You know, the person comes on. I got it. Don't worry. Yeah, we're gonna split a personal pie to start. Yep. I mean, you do that, right? Because now you're waiting on the pizza. Now you can converse. And then they bring over that little gondola thing that holds the pizza. Now you got a conversation and you're talking over the slice of pizza, but both of you are looking at the slice of pizza saying, like, do you see what we got going on?
How
here?
Great is it when that thing comes to the table?
Bob, there is no greater feeling. I mean,
You called it a gondola?
The gondola. I don't know what it's called.
It's like a zigzag, then it just sits.
Yeah, like a cheese stitter. They take you, put it down. When we would go out after the games to the pizza joint, and a nice lady would come over with three of them fucking things, and she put it down, 1, 2, 3, with the big Coke. You know what I'm talking about? The picture of Coca-Cola.
Oh, it's such a sign. Even before I've gotten my food, to see another table that's got that down, I feel so happy. I feel so happy. I say, wow, good for them. You know, good.
I feel so happy when I look over and I'm seeing one of them things go on someone else, because you just know that they're about to have the time of their life.
Yeah. You're so happy for them.
About to get so much better.
Yeah.
100% agree.
You're so happy for them.
My favorite, I'm a Neapolitan. I like a simple pizza. I'm a pizza purist. I think pizza should be sauce, cheese, and crust. I think it should be light and fluffy and whatnot. But I have to talk about the birthday party pizza when you're in middle school and you go to the kid's house and you guys are sweating and you're playing pickup basketball and you got the one kid who hit puberty faster than everyone else and he's got sweat dripping down all over here. Everyone smells like shit. And the pizza man comes with the fucking four boxes of pizza. You put it down and that first slice of pizza.
And when he opens that cover when that Velcro cracks off, wow.
It's like, holy shit. Everything hits you. And you just sit there. You got like a Coca-Cola. You smell like balls. And everyone's sweaty. You're talking about God knows what. There's always that one kid that's sweating more than everybody else. And you're just eating the pizza.
And it's the
most disgusting thing. It just doesn't look sanitary what you're doing. Your hands are all fucking
dirty. It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't. You know, there ain't a care in the world going on.
The pizza party pizzas are always the football pizzas.
It's always a foot. You're not getting. I mean, there's gonna be tons of crust.
If there's a mother out there that hosts a party for their son, and she orders Neapolitan pizzas.
She's a jerk off.
We need to look into that immediately. Nikki Meats. I came at you hard with the breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That really threw me for a loop.
I could tell that there was a lot going on in your head.
Yeah.
And we really made it to the point where there was a time where we, in the beginning of the lives, when we started the Pantry Boys on Instagram Live, we would kind of have an idea of where we were going to go. We prefer it without having any idea.
Yes, yes, without having
catch us any off idea. Guard, catch yes. us where we don't see it yes. coming. Yes.
I'm still unsure of my answer, Bob.
I that hit you hard, and that's the beauty of it, is to watch us kind of go through it,
and that's why we do it. This is this, right? It's why we do it
week in, week out. Nicky Meats, we're going to talk about the things that most people won't. Exactly. We love food. Our people love food. The listeners love food. Everybody loves food.
How do you not love food? You
know what and I mean? We're here for you week in, week out. To close it down, Nicky Meats, what is a signature dish, okay, that you either add a bizarre ingredient to or topping that most people don't, or take away one or the other? I actually got one that I'm going to take away.
That's a – first of all, Bob, I mean, you really – I mean, that was a great question.
That was a great question.
No, that really was. That was a great question. I mean, that's – I mean
– I felt so good coming in.
Yeah, no, that episode. Was – I mean, hats off to you because that was such
Thank
a
you.
Great question.
Thank you. I really, really was. Felt good. Oh, man, this guy's being thrown through the ringer today. Nicky Meats is really getting it on today.
I'm sweating. I really am. Can you give me just 1 second?
Want me to do this, Nicky Meats? How about I start for you?
Yeah, start for me.
Sure.
Instead of add...
I think most people would know right away something that they add to something.
Yeah.
I'm going to do takeaway.
Okay.
And what I take away is the cheese in my omelet.
Really?
Yeah. I know that's bizarre. I get that that's not ordinary. It's like Tyler Cameron with his fucking mustard.
Let me ask you.
Sure.
Why? Why do you want to take out the cheese?
Because you run the risk of who's ever making your omelet. And by the way, when I'm thinking of the omelet right now, where I am is at a hotel or an all-inclusive breakfast buffet, and they got an omelet maker.
I mean, that's great. I mean, that's great.
That's where I am right now. And that's an interesting time because I just wonder how sick the person gets of the omelets constantly.
When I see that guy and he's got the uniform on and he's got the hot plates and there's all the things you can put in the omelet. I mean, it's like Christmas time for me. I can't wait to go up there.
But I think those omelet guys, I think they enjoy it at first, the first 2 hours.
And then they just get sick.
Yeah, I find the omelet process is a very therapeutic process, especially watching somebody make it.
You know, that's a great point. I could, you know what it's like? It's like it's like people that color, do coloring books. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's very therapeutic. Making an omelet. You know, if you're ever going through a hard time, just take out 3 eggs and make an omelet.
Yeah. Or watch somebody make an omelet.
I could watch someone make an omelet for hours.
It's so fascinating.
Absolutely.
And it just really, it's very soothing. But that's where I am. I'm at a hotel. It's a breakfast buffet. All you can eat. You do the omelet. I just think you run the risk of them putting on too much cheese. And a too cheesy omelet to me is just immediately not a good omelet.
You know what it is about cheese and about dairy? When I eat too much of it, I feel gross. I feel like a gross fuck whenever you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't like if you cut into the omelet, I don't want to see cheese running out. You know what I mean? Let me find the cheese.
Leave it up to me.
I'll
find the cheese. No problem.
I'll come to the cheese. The cheese doesn't have to come to me.
The cheese don't got to come to me.
No.
The cheese don't got to come to me.
Never had to.
It never had to because ultimately as you're eating that omelet, the cheese is going to find you. It's going to find you.
Think about a slice of pizza that doesn't have too much cheese on it. Maybe a little more.
That's great.
You find the cheese.
You don't got to. At some point or another, the cheese is going to – you're going to find it.
You're going to find the cheese. You're going to find the cheese. You'll always find the cheese. You think I'm going to get through that omelet and not find the cheese?
Not find the cheese? You're going to be out of your mind. Just a little cheese. I honestly – at first I was like, is he out of his mind? But now thinking about it, you're right because you do – you do run the risk of someone just over-cheesing the whole operation.
Totally.
And with three eggs, usually the omelets are three eggs, unless you got the they got the pot and they got the scooper.
Yeah.
It's really not that much egg. You know what I mean? It's about what you put in there.
Yeah, I wanted to. I figured if I took you in my headspace and rather than me in my kitchen making, doing the omelette, let me take you to that hotel breakfast.
Give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else.
Now, Nikki Meats, this has got been a lot of mental wear and tear for you.
Yeah, no, this is, okay?
You had to eliminate dinner. It's been a lot. Add or subtract, hot takes only. Nikki Meats, we're ready for you, pal.
I ain't toasting a bagel.
Whoa.
I ain't toasting a bagel.
Wow.
I'm not toasting a bagel.
Wow.
I could do without the toasting bagel. I could do without it. I really could.
Now, what do you get that you like so much without it being toasted? What's steering you away from toasting?
Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. Don't you even think about putting that thing in the toaster.
Really?
Bagel with cream cheese. Don't even think about
putting
that thing in
the toaster. You don't want that crunch?
No, because if the bacon, egg, and cheese is good enough, you're going to get the crunch from the bacon. I want to be able to differentiate me biting my teeth into the bagel and then biting into the crunchy bacon. I don't want to have the bagel overcompensate for the goodness that's inside of the bagel, okay?
You're backing yourself up right now.
And when it comes to a toasted bagel with cream cheese or any kind of cream cheese, I could 100% do without. You want to know why? Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to toast that bagel, right? And the bagel is going to be smoking hot out of the toaster. And they're going to take that ice cold cream cheese and they're going to smear it all on there. And what's going to end up happening is the cream cheese is going to get soft, right? It's going to get really soft and it's going to get really droopy, okay? You're going to take a bite of that cream cheese and you're going to have cream cheese going all the way over here. Not because there's too much, but because it was soft, it was melted. That's why, because you took a bite of the bagel that was hot that melted the cream cheese. So to be honest, I think I could do without my bagel ever being toasted unless we throw butter on there. If we throw butter on there, then we got because then that's like toast. You know what I'm saying?
I always go with the bagel toasted. I will say with the bacon, egg, and cheese, you back the and this was the point of the question is that it is a hot take. Me no cheese in my omelets. You not going toasted with the bagel. Backing that up with the bacon bite, when I really thought about that, you took me to where you were. I thought you backed it up well. There's a place here by out in LA called Pop's Bagels. And what they do here, Nikki Meats, is one, so they slice the bagel in half.
Okay.
One side of the bagel they toast, the other they don't.
Really?
And not many people have thought about that. And
I mean, that's a great idea.
It works incredibly well.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying like they toast one half of the bagel or like the top or the bottom?
Top of the bottom.
That's a phenomenal.
I know. And what they do is usually the bottom half is the one toasted. Top is not toasted.
I would have thought the top is the toasted one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you prefer, but I get it to where it's like that soft till you come down. And on that last loop, it's boom.
You see, bacon I don't know.
Bacon goes on the top. Keep it soft on the top. This is why we do.
Because I didn't even think of that.
We're learning from each other.
Side of the bagel. I mean, this is what we do. This is what we do.
And this Pop's Bagel, they make an absolute killing. Nobody with, and like everybody knows that they do it. And like nobody.
Genius.
Nikki Meats.
Whoever Pop is.
Good for Pop. Good for the guy at the restaurant that has that little pizza stand on, because you know.
Because if I'm opening up a pizza joint, I'm going to say I need to buy 20 of those pizza stands.
Yeah, it's just such a, it's a sign of happiness.
It's a sign of, the pizza stand is a sign of happiness. No one knows the effect that it, look at me. Look, like as I'm talking about
me.
Like when you put that fucking thing down, I don't care. If it's in front of me, if it's the people, it ignites happiness.
Well, that's the thing too. Although you wish it was you on the table that it was on, you're genuinely so happy.
I'm genuinely excited for that person.
This is indeed why we do it. This is the Pantry Boys episode 2. We had Tyler Cameron on. Next week, we got KFC from Barstool Sports.
Yes, sir.
I have a fucking blast doing this. I hope
this is unbelievable.
Have a blast listening to this. And by the way, Nikki Meats,
the people are talking.
The people are talking. And Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Cassano, Robbie Berger, that does it.
Signing off.
Yet another episode of the Pantry Boys.